From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko said Thursday that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump raised the questions of Russian aggression, the illegal annexation of Crimea, in a telephone conversation they had. Poroshenko said he had an opportunity to give Trump very detailed information about the latest situation in the east of his country and in Crimea.
And I want to add that Ukraine have a strong bipartisan support in the United States Congress, in the United States, among the United States politicians, both Republican and Democrat, and we don't expect any significant changes in this bipartisan support.
Calls among Hillary Clinton supporters for a recount of votes in three key battleground states grew louder this week on the news that her national popular vote lead surpassed 2 million votes, along with reports of voter irregularities in some counties. Last week, Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta spoke with a few election lawyers and computer scientists who urged him to ask for a recount in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan because they believe the electronic voting booths used in those states could have been hacked. Donald Trump is expected to select billionaire investor Wilbur Ross for Commerce Secretary. The 78-year-old is chairman of private equity firm W.L. Ross & Company that is known for buying up failed businesses. The president-elect just named his first women to cabinet-level positions. They are South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who is he has tapped to serve as the country's U.N. ambassador, and charter schools advocate Betsy DeVos as his Secretary of Education. This is VOA News. The United Nations says time is running out for the 275,000 inhabitants of the besieged northern city of eastern Aleppo, whose food stocks are depleted. The UN warns people will starve if aid convoys are not allowed into the city in coming days. Alicia Schlein reports from Geneva.
The last food provided by the World Food Program was distributed to the trapped residents of eastern Aleppo days ago. Now nothing is left. Repeated requests by the United Nations to send aid convoys into the city have been refused by one or more of the warring parties. Special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says there are hopeful signs that all the necessary approvals may soon be forthcoming. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Navy said hackers have gained access to the Social Security numbers and other sensitive information of more than 134,000 current and former U.S. sailors. The data breach occurred after hackers compromised the laptop of an employee of Navy contractor Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. In a statement released Wednesday, the Navy said the information was accessed by unknown individuals and that an investigation is underway to identify and help those whose information was exposed. The information was taken from what is known as the Career or Points database, which is used to submit reenlistment and occupation requests. The statement said there was no evidence of misuse of the compromised information. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise informed the Navy of the breach on October 27th. Thursday, European Union lawmakers called for a temporary halt to EU membership talks with Turkey because of Ankara's disproportionate reaction to July's failed coup. Members of the European Parliament voted 479-37 in favor of a non-binding motion urging the European Commission and national governments to institute what lawmakers acknowledge would be a largely symbolic freeze in negotiations that have been going on for 11 years but have been stalled. President-elect Donald Trump sent out a video message as Americans prepare to celebrate the annual Thanksgiving holiday. He called for a national campaign to rebuild the country and restore the promise of America for everyone.
We've just finished a long and bruising political campaign. Emotions are raw and tensions just don't heal overnight. It doesn't go quickly, unfortunately. But we have before us the chance now to make history together, to bring real change to Washington, real safety to our cities, and real prosperity to our communities, including our inner cities. So important to me and so important to our country.
I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.